This time last year, community concerts like Albany's Live at 5, Troy's Rockin' on the River, and Saratoga's On the Roof at the Tang Museum were just a few of the free concerts available almost any night of the week and in every town. Free music was abundant, fun, and it united communities. This summer, if you want to experience live music, the place to be is the Jericho Drive-In, watching performances from inside your car and listening to the music on your car radio. Oh yeah, forget free. Despite having so many new delivery platforms, at least within the entertainment industry, the theme is everything old is new again. Within a couple of weeks of each other, both the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall and Proctor's announced concerts at the Jericho Drive-In at 21 Jericho Road in Glenmont. Both organizations invite the audiences to stay and watch a companion film. Indeed, there is a dedicated attempt to link the music and the theme of the film. July 9th, Troy Music Hall is collaborating with radio station WEXT to present the brother-sister group Jocelyn and Chris at the Jericho. They're a hot young duo who have already had a number one hit on Billboard's Jam Bands Top 30 list, as well as having three consecutive singles that reached high numbers within Billboard's Top 40. The companion film is Yesterday. The film has the cute premise that a singer-songwriter wakes up in a world in which, to everyone else, the Beatles never existed. He starts singing their songs and becomes a sensation. It's a 2019 release and has the impressive credential of being directed by Danny Boyle. John Elbaum, the executive director of Troy Music Hall, calls the duo stars of the future. He says they definitely have been on his radar for a while. I think when people start returning to the indoor spaces, they will be performing to large crowds everywhere, he says. Troy Music Hall just announced another concert, The Wheel, for Tuesday, July 21st at 8 p.m. The Wheel is a Grateful Dead tribute band, and the film will be announced at a later date. Proctor's, who is collaborating with radio station TRY, is presenting a more ambitious program. They are offering five Wednesday night concerts starting this Wednesday, July 8th, and running through August 5th. Following the entertainment, there will be a film offered that attempts to be a more specific link to the music of the evening. Though the series runs 5 weeks, the content seems to be geared towards a different demographic each week. For instance, the opening band on July 8th is the Albany-based Oldies Show that specializes in playing the music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Their set precedes American Graffiti, a 1973 coming-of-age film set in the 60s. Go Boomers! The July 22nd event seems to be more family-oriented. It features the music of the Little Mermen, a New York City cover band that plays Disney hits. They perform before a showing of the Disney film Beauty and the Beast. Imagine teacups dancing on screen while kids sing in the car. On July 29th, there is more nostalgia with a performance by Tusk, the ultimate Fleetwood Mac tribute. It's followed by the film Almost Famous, about a 15-year-old budding journalist who covers the tour of an up-and-coming band for Rolling Stone. A more serious connection between performance and film is offered on August 5th, when Reflections, a Motown tribute ensemble, performs before the film Lady Sings the Blues. The film, which stars Diana Ross, is a tragic tale about the sad life of blues great Billie Holiday. The four offerings are an attempt to serve a portion of the population with an alternative to digital entertainment. However, few seem bold or adventurous. The only night of the five scheduled that offers a hope of adventure is July 15th, when Into the Floyd, a tribute band, performs Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon as the soundtrack to the film The Wizard of Oz. That could be dark and memorable. It is understandable how venues are trying to adapt to non-traditional spaces to offer new experiences. No one deludes themselves into thinking they are creating the same type of gathering that makes concert going a communal experience. And we should all applaud efforts to bring music to the people. However, this drive-in concert venue with a film bonus seems a challenge. Originally, social distancing regulations forced people to remain in the car. However, a recent change permits people to be outside the car, providing masks are worn. But it still tends to sound a little bit like a costly version of live Zoom. But live is live. I guess at this stage of the pandemic, live anything beat singing in front of a computer for another night. Things are changing daily, whether it be new shows or social distancing regulations. Keep in touch with websites to both purchase the tickets and stay up to date. Contact troymusichall.org and proctors.org. This is Bob Gefford for the Troy Record.